Well, hey, I appreciate you guys adjusting for the power issue, so I appreciate that.
How do the power issues affect your day today? You know, being able to watch film and stuff after practice like you normally would. How does that affect it?
You know what? It's beautiful because we got a great facility across the street that we're going to utilize this afternoon and get our film in and get our meetings in this afternoon.
Meeting the link.
At the link, yeah.
Doug, would you say this, because it's mandatory and everybody's here, was more intense than what the OTAs were?
Not really. And the beauty of OTAs is it kind of just sort of prepares you for this. You know, it's just great to have everybody here and working. So I don't think the intensity was any greater than any of our OTA practices.
Did it kind of work out given the heat today? They were able to practice a little bit earlier than you were originally planning?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot like July and August, you know, for training camp when we have those 8 o'clock training camp practices and get the guys out here. You know, a little bit early. I appreciate the flexibility by the guys because they were all kind of expecting meetings and an afternoon practice. But yeah, this was great to get out here and enjoy some of this cooler weather.
Did it affect anything you did because of your addition on the defensive line and Marcus Smith wasn't here to kind of be a part of that beforehand?
The only thing it did really was give us more of a 3-deep rotation at practice today with Marcus back and then obviously with Jason back and you know, given the fact that we had a full complement of guys, gives us a little more depth and more rotation and more bodies can practice.
Doug, Rashawn Sly's been standing outside your facility looking for a tryout. Have you at all talked to him, and if not, just what would your message be to him?
I have not. Keep trying. I mean, seriously, keep plugging away. You know, you never know what's going to happen. A door could open. You know, my career started kind of very similar as an undrafted free agent. So you just got to keep trying and keep plugging and keep working hard. And hopefully you can keep following your dream that way.
Doug, there was an interesting sequence today where Carson went deep and completed a ball over Rasul Douglas. But then he comes back and defends a pass and gets into the same guy who beat him. How competitive is he as a player in the time you've been around him?
Rasul?
Yeah.
That's what you see. That's what you love about him. You love his fight. I mean, he might give up a play and then he'll learn from it and come back, as you mentioned, and do what he did today and have another good play. And that's all about football, and it's all about learning and that's what makes good players great players, is that they can learn from their mistakes, move on, and get better from it.
You seem to have used, at least throughout the OTAs, a lot of 21 personnel with that pony formation. And Pumphrey on the field at the same time. Is that like an off-season thing to kind of feel it out, or is that your plan that you really want to get those two on the field?
Well, it's with the amount of running backs that we have and trying to get everybody reps, it's a great way to get two running backs on the field at the same time and get guys reps. It also allows us to see what Donnell can do away from the formation or you know, in a receiver position. And then how does that fit into the system? And those are all things that we can get on tape here in practice and make those decisions once we get into camp and then on into the regular season when it comes to game planning.
Sidney Jones is back. You know, he was unable to be here for school reasons, but now he's back here. You know, how important is it to have him here, even though he can't be on the field, but just to be part of practice, be able to watch him?
You know, even just speaking to him this morning, just – you know, from his standpoint, just being away is hard. As athletes, as football players, they want to be involved and they want to be here. But just being back now and being in the meeting room and being around the guys, watching practice, this is where he gets a lot of his mental reps going forward. And so it was good to see him here, obviously, number one. And now it's just a matter of us getting him caught up and learning the defense as fast as he can.
Staying in the secondary, Jalen Mills, there was a sequence of practice where he said, I want to take the ball that way, and then he picked it off for six. Just what are your general expectations from this year?
It's a great play. Great play. He's learning. He's getting better. You know, obviously last year was valuable experience for him to play as often and as much as he did. And for him to make those types of plays, it's exciting to see. And we just got to continue that now, not only this week but into the season.
Doug, Jason just talked about feeling refreshed, having some of that time off. How important is it at this stage of his career, knowing the high level he can play at, to make sure he's kind of coming along at the right pace this time of year?
As we know, Jason's a great football player. He's a Pro Bowl, you know, left tackle. Uh, He's an anchor on that offensive line. You know, played 16 games for us, started 16 games for us last year. It's hard to replace a Jason Peters. But at the same time, knowing what he's capable of doing, managing him through not only this mini camp, but even through training camp, you know, he's the least of my worries, really is. He's going to get himself ready to go mentally and physically, and it was just exciting to get him out here today.
He indicated that he's hoping that he's able to make maybe a little more of a long-term commitment so that he could retire here as an Eagle. Do you know if that's going to happen?
I really don't know that. You know, I'm just worried about the rest of today and seeing if we can get power back on.
What did you see out of CJ Smith last year that made you want to keep him around, and what have you seen out of him this year? Where do you see him battling in the back of that cornerback rotation?
You know, CJ really caught our eye last year in training camp, obviously. He's athletic, he's quick, he's a smart kid. Special teams could be a big role for him this year going forward, finding a niche there on special teams. But, you know, kind of being that role player in the secondary, you know, he's learning. Still young, but he's learning and getting better every day. And then just excited to watch him when we put the pads on, you know, in camp and see where he's at physically, too.
Doug, there was a report that the Eagles actually were in on Jeremy Maxson before he signed yesterday.
I spoke to Jeremy on Saturday, you know, I was asked last Thursday if anything was going to happen, and obviously I said not at this time until I got more information. Had a great conversation with him on Saturday, and just wanted to see where he was at, and you know, talked it over with the staff, wanted to find out what Jeremy was thinking and how he could possibly fit, and you know, just want to wish him the best of luck now in Baltimore.
Did it go beyond that?
No.
Pretty early into practice today, Peters was walked off. The doctor went in at the same time. Was that a heat thing?
No. We decided to do some medical because Jason just got in this morning, so we had to do some physical checkup, made sure everything was okay.
Take two more, please.
Doug, in his time here, Trey Burton's sort of been a jack of all trades, but certainly toward the end of last season, you saw more productivity at the tight end spot and more catches and more productivity yards-wise. Do you envision him taking on a bigger role as a pass catcher in this offense, and what do you see his ceiling?
Yeah, I think the ceiling's high. You know, obviously we know he's a four-core, you know, special teams guy. He's very valuable on teams, and you know, he's a guy that we can move around offensively. Carson was real comfortable with him towards the end of the year, filling in for Jordan when Jordan was out. And, you know, I like where he's at right now. I think he's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. He can hold up on the line of scrimmage when we ask him to block. But we know what he can do route running. And that's something that we'll continue to develop. You know, he and Zach Ertz, you know, kind of developing that package together and even throwing in Selleck. It's a good combination of tight ends, and it gives us a lot of flexibility at that spot.
Doug, is the plan to have Sayamalu and Barber rotate at left guard first
team? Yeah, right now, you know, I want to get Isaac as much preparedness as possible and get him ready, get him you know, starter reps, and then at the same time with Allen, the same thing. Allen's another one of those guys that, you know, is kind of in that Jason Peters mold a little bit as far as knowing what he can do, comfortable in his ability. And, you know, just want to get him to camp and get him to the regular season.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, though.